And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, September 4th. I am your host, Josh Engel, and it is a gorgeous day. Go outside, put your feet in the grass, ground a little bit, enjoy this gorgeous sky, but not until after the Community Voice program. You got to stick to that. Stick to the radio for that. We're very, very pleased to have the MLK Coalition in the studio with us today as we talk about an upcoming vigil, 100 Women Come to Pray. It's going to be September 15th at 6 p.m. And here's a bit of a background on this event. Lately, there has been a tragic uptick in violence against law enforcement officials in the West Georgia area. So this year, the MLK Coalition wants to host a vigil where we pray for our community's officers and their loved ones. On September 15th at 6 p.m., the MLK Coalition is inviting women of Carroll County to come and pray in two simultaneous vigils, one held at the Carroll County Police, the Sheriff's Department, Carroll County Sheriff's Department parking lot, as well as the Carrollton Police Department parking lot. And they will offer up prayers supporting our officers as well as their families. So those locations, again, the Carrollton City Police Department and the Carrollton Sheriff's Department. And that is going to be September 15th at 6 p.m. We have some guests in the studio with us from the MLK Coalition. We have Mimi Gentry, the Communications Director, as well as Lucindy Lane, Chaplain of MLK Coalition. I've always wanted to say that word, chaplain. Chaplain. I love that word. On top of the fact that your name is Lucindy Lane, which is it's a pretty cool name. Yes. Lois Lane, eat your heart out. So let's jump right into it. If we could, let's start with Lucindy, the chaplain of the organization. If you could, tell us a bit about yourself, a bit about your story.
Well, I've been in Carrollton for over 38 years. I'm a business owner here. I have a salon here in Carrollton, serving the community and the surrounding counties. And I also have a little side business selling $5 jewelry as well. So I'm just happy to be in Carroll County.
Well, I wanted to ask, because I saw both of you had this gorgeous, gorgeous jewelry on, very pearlesque and golden. Is this your jewelry?
I buy it wholesale.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I buy it wholesale, but we have a brand name called Sassy C Jewels. That's what we're known for, Sassy C Jewels.
So people can look you up on social media,
yes.
Sassy C Jewels.
Yes, or under Lucindy Lane, either one.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
and we have a theme for the pearls. You know, I always say, pearls are for the girls, you know.
Did you hear that?
Yes, pearls are for the
she
girls.
Had it right
every
together.
Girl must have pearls.
Well, then get your pearls.
Yes.
Right here from Lucindy Lane. Check her out on social media. And I mean, this jewelry is gorgeous. I love that you guys came all tricked out for this morning.
Yes.
That's wonderful, though. So it's thank you so much for coming on the program. It's your first time.
Yes.
Thank you for telling us a bit about yourself. How long have you been working with the MLK Coalition?
About three years, and I love it.
How did you come in contact with the organization?
Well, the I guess you would say the CEO, First Lady Lori Bell, she's one of my clients, and she'd been saying, girl, you ought to join the team. You ought to join us. I was like, oh, I'm kind of busy. She said, oh, come on, you can do it. So I just joined.
We need someone with your sense of style, with your jewelry.
And I've been here ever since, full force.
Excellent.
And I love it.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
We'll throw it over to Mimi Gentry, no stranger to the Community Voice program, and as Communications Director of the MLK Coalition. Mimi, tell us a bit about yourself.
First, I'd like to say good morning, Carrollton and surrounding areas. I'm a Carroll County native since 1970, and I've bounced around the world but always come home. And the MLK Coalition, I also have been on about 3 years. Lucindy and I were asked to come on about the same time. But the coalition is so important to me and to this community because we take people who wouldn't ordinarily know each other or be in communication or relationship with each other, and we get to know each other, mm-hmm. and we become stronger through our diversity. So it's a beautiful organization, and I think it has a potential to make a big impact on strengthening our community.
Absolutely. Well, yes. You touched on it a bit. I'd like to expound. Could you tell us a bit more about the coalition itself, perhaps a bit of how it formed, if you have that info on hand, and possibly, you know, the mission, the focus, the primary focus of the organization?
So about 30 years ago, Lady Lori Bell is, she's a beautiful person, inspired, godly person. She, I'm not sure how she came to know, the coalition, MLK Coalition, is a national organization, and they have divisions in each community. So our division is about 30 years old, and Lori has just really dedicated her life to connecting the community with each other and bringing opportunities for us to be together.
Absolutely. Could you speak a bit to the importance of it being named after Dr. Martin Luther King, the coalition?
Well, Dr. King had this vision called the beloved community. Mm-hmm. And in that community, every person was equal, mm-hmm. Despite their gender, their race, their belief system. Every single person was considered equal and treated with justice and equity. And because he had this vision, that's why we continue to pursue that beloved community today.
Yes.
So this vigil that we're talking about today, 100 women come to pray. Is this the first time this event has been put on?
Yeah, with the women. Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So this is anyone who's been tuned in to the news recently has seen the very, very tragic incident.
Yes.
That happened about a week and a half past or something like that. Not very long ago, the very unfortunate shooting of Deputy Taylor Bristow, and it was a very, very, very heart-wrenching situation for everyone involved.
Yes.
I mean, it seems as if that speaks to the current climate in terms of the issues that law enforcement face and often first responders. Could you speak a bit how this idea came together?
Well, it hit home, you know, for a lot of people, for one thing. When you think about a tragedy in your community that affect the whole entire community. And that's what I like about Carroll County. For one thing is when it hit one person, it's the whole community come together.
No one's in pain alone.
No. And we don't want no one to be suffering alone. And I'm going to drop this a little bit in. That particular day, I think that he passed, I had went to Atlanta and came back. And the weirdest thing, every overpass that I came under was fire trucks and ambulance and people standing on the bridges. I had no idea what was going on.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I called my friend. I said, look on the news and see what's going on in Carroll County, because I was at the West End. I was waiting in Decatur all the way down I-20.
Wow.
Till I got all the way to Tampa exit.
Wow.
And then that's when I found out about the officer that passed away. And my heart just started bleeding. I was like, oh, my God, the children, the community, his coworkers, his family, you know.
What
everybody
a display
was affected.
Camaraderie and coming together.
Yes. I mean, people were everywhere on every overpass bridge.
Wow.
I mean.
And you just happened to be coming up the interstate when that was going on.
Exactly.
That had to be a sight.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, there's another. I mean, people were everywhere, pulled over on I-20, pulled over on the exit. I mean, they were everywhere. To me, that shows love and support.
And that started wheels turning.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we was like, somebody, we got to do something. We need to step in and let them know they are not alone, that we are here for them, and we're going to be praying for them.
And usually our September prayer vigil is dedicated to education system.
Yes.
To the students, to their parents, to teachers,
yes.
Administrators. Mm-hmm. And so we all had a meeting about a month ago, and we were talking about this prayer vigil, and Lori said, we need to do it for law enforcement. This year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, time is 8:40, so I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and get our first commercial break out of the way, but when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Lucindy Lane, Chaplain, and Mimi Gentry, Communications Director with the MLK Coalition, as we discuss the upcoming 100 Women Come to Pray prayer vigil on September 15th at 6 p.m. at the Carrollton City Police Department, as well as the Carroll County Sheriff's Department. So for more details and more information, stick around to this program. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, September 4th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and today we're chatting with Lucindy Lane and Mimi Gentry from the MLK Coalition as we discuss their upcoming 100 Women Come to Pray prayer vigil on September 15th at 6 p.m. at Carrollton City Police Department as well as Carroll County Sheriff's Department. This is an event inviting women of Carroll County to come out and pray in two simultaneous vigils at both of these police offices. And they will offer up prayers of support for our offices, for our officers, as well as their families in this very difficult few weeks following the death of Deputy Bristow. Mimi, before we jump into some of these questions, we live in a very polarized time, a time where, you know, any media, any content is pretty much it's on a steady path to try to separate people, you know, and a house divided cannot stand. And it's a constant push. The polarization of ideas. How does something like the MLK Coalition address something like that?
Well, we certainly feel the pressure of, especially in an election cycle, of outside forces pouring money into our community in advertising to express their beliefs and their desires to maintain power. Both sides do it. And the MLK Coalition is fighting to do the opposite thing. We're fighting to bring our community together, to share our experiences with each other, to share our life journey with each other, and to just strengthen our relationships, and through that, strengthen our community.
So why is this vigil so important?
It's law enforcement officials face danger every day. And they're doing it for us. Mm-hmm. And in some communities across the nation, the law enforcement officials don't get support. But our community, our law enforcement officials, the leadership here has been very proactive about making sure the community is in sync with the law enforcement officials. And we just really want to show them that we're thankful for their courage and their risk that they take in our behalf, and that we are thankful for their families. You know, when someone's husband goes or wife goes to work, their spouse is at home wondering if they're going to be okay that day.
Trauma for both sides, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the reason that we're doing this vigil is to try and help tell him, Lucindy, why are we doing it?
To bring the families together, to keep them covered.
Mm-hmm. Let them know, just like those people on that bridge.
And the Word of God tells us to pray for the authorities. So we got to always keep that prayer vigil going, for not just for them, but for their families and everybody who's attached to them. Because when the community like this happened, it affects everybody, not just them. It affects everybody.
Because it's very much like a quilt of concern. Everyone's attached to each other.
Right.
And we're all sort of sewn together through different attachments and friendships and family.
Right.
Why women? You know, this is a 100 women come to pray, this particular vigil. Why the focus on women?
I don't want to get too emotional right here.
Do it, girl,
certain,
do it.
Certain things are really on women's heart, you know. When you think about your children, you know, they're in your lap when they're little, when they get older, they're on your heart. So same thing about your spouse and in our community. You know, when you see things happening, it just don't affect you on your heart or your lap. It affects your whole body. And so women just have a way of reaching, going beyond, and just really calling and pulling on those strings of the heart of God. And
Women are mothers, grandmothers, yeah, wives,
exactly,
daughters.
Yeah.
We
yeah
feel that these emotional ties, when we combine them with the power of prayer,
yes,
will impact.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's something about that maternal essence, that sapphic power, that love. I mean, that's a major deal. So this is, of course, a 100 women come to pray, a prayer vigil, two different locations. Again, shout out to Chief Joel Richards, Sheriff Langley, for, as you mentioned earlier, keeping the community in sync, keeping,
yes,
them informed. They're transparent, they're professional, and they are out. I mean, I can't imagine you could ask for a better law enforcement presence here in the community.
We're so grateful.
Yes,
absolutely.
We are.
Now let's talk about the prayers themselves. So, you know, what kind of prayers will be led?
Well, we got the prayers of leadership, prayer for our families, prayer for understanding for the community, prayer for peace in our community, and prayer for renewal of calling.
Absolutely.
And for the safety of the officers.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. Now, will there be, the MLK Coalition will be on site. Will there be any particular folks leading the prayers, or will it be sort of, you know, it's changing hands?
Yes, it will be local pastors, evangelists.
Community leaders.
Just community leaders there.
Mayor Betty Kaysen is going to be there. Assistant Principal Katie Holly.
Mm-hmm.
First Lady Lori Bell. And just pastors and evangelists from all over the West Georgia community. We've got,
yes,
people coming from Douglasville, Villarica. So just really people who feel passionate about expressing their gratitude to our law enforcement, and people who are concerned and want to pray for them.
I like that it's not just this local Carrollton area, because, you know, as Liz Cindy mentioned earlier, you know, as she was coming up, you know, westbound out to Carrollton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were going through Douglasville and all these different areas, and
mm-hmm,
you saw this presence of first responders,
yes,
you know, police, sheriff,
yes,
state troopers, a fire department on these bridges outside of our community, still taking time to let everyone know that they're feeling what we're feeling,
right,
and that they're there to support us and
mm-hmm,
support this community's effort. So it extends beyond just Carrollton.
Well, yes, Carroll County isn't the only county to experience terrible loss.
That's
in
right.
Paulding County, we had Deputy Brandon Cunningham,
wow,
who was killed recently. So,
wow.
So it's for real. I mean, the danger is for real, and we are putting our prayer warriors to work to put a cloak of protection,
yes,
over our law enforcement officials.
Absolutely. So this is an open invitation to the women of Carroll County.
Yes.
If a man wants to come,
that's right,
he's welcome.
<It's> open.
but we are devoting this vigil to the prayers of women.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, time is 8:49, so we're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Chaplain and Communications Director of the MLK Coalition, respectively, Lucindy Lane and Mimi Gentry, as we talk more about 100 Women Come to Pray prayer vigil on September 15th at 6 p.m. at the Carrollton City Police Department, as well as the Carroll County Sheriff's Department, as they offer up prayers supporting our officers as well as their families. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be. for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
We're back to Community Voice. Today's Wednesday, September 4th, and we are continuing our conversation with a chaplain of the MLK Coalition, Lucindy Lane, as well as the communications director, Mimi Gentry, as we talk about the coalition's 100 Women Come to Pray prayer vigil. That's going to be next Sunday night, September 15th at 6 p.m. at the Carrollton City Police Department and the Carroll County Sheriff's Department. This is an opportunity for the women in our community to offer up prayers supporting our officers as well as their families.
And if you can't come to the vigil, please pray with us.
Yes.
At that time.
So everyone can do it remotely. You can join in prayer at
Absolutely.
Your own home.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know. So why is it important to pray for the families? I think that this is something that that is such a core part of this vigil. Could you speak a bit about why it's important to pray for the families?
All right. Imagine you're married to a law enforcement official. And every time they go to work, you don't know if they're coming home.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of stress and anxiety can impact a family's happiness. It can impact a children's mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we think praying for them is so important. And not just praying for them, but if you know someone who has a spouse who's a law enforcement official, thank them for their service to our community, because they are sacrificing as well as their law enforcement official.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about locations. I've tried to, you know, we've mentioned it a few times throughout the program, but for anyone just tuning in, maybe they're catching the tail end, which, by the way, please, if you're tuning in, share this episode on your social media. You can share the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticcommunications.com. And you can spread the word about this event coming up next Sunday night. So the locations, where will this event be happening? And do folks need to bring anything?
It's just going to be in the parking lot, where it's not going to be fancy. We're not going to have a PA set up. We're not going to have banners and flags. It's just women coming to pray.
Absolutely.
And it's if you come to the parking lot of either of those locations on September 15th at 6 p.m., you will find a place to pray.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, at the Carrollton Police Department, would this be sort of at the bottom of the parking lot, you know, down by the tree line and whatnot? Because I know that front area is kind of busy. So is it going to be kind of scooted down there a little bit? That's great, because there's plenty of room for everybody to
next to that little park.
Yes.
And in close proximity to Dairy Queen if you want an ice cream after.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. I've heard they turn their blizzards upside down and they don't fall out. My luck, mine would probably fall out. So that's an opportunity. You can slide by Dairy Queen. But it's right there. I mean, right here in the middle of town. And for folks who aren't aware, you know, the Carrollton City Police Department, right next to Dairy Queen, downtown. And the Sheriff's Department is actually just up the road from us here on Noonan Road. You know, before you get to the roundabout, you'll see it. You can't miss it. And of course, I imagine that this event has been met with tremendous support from Chief Richards and Sheriff Langley.
We have had a lot of appreciation expressed and look forward to praying for them.
Absolutely. And I know that Sheriff Langley had put the word out. If folks would like to financially support the family in addition to prayers, they can always do that by donating to West Georgia First Responders. the local nonprofit organization dedicated to helping first responders and their families. I know that there's been a massive outpour of spiritual support, emotional support, and financial support for the individuals. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Mimi, Lucindy, thank you both for taking the time to come on today's program. And again, that event, the MLK Coalition's 100 Women Come to Pray, next Sunday night, September 15th at 6 p.m. Thank you both again. And thank you for everyone tuning in at home. We'll see you next time.